BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Wednesday, including Millie, who I won the tickets for on the Brits competition yesterday. She's about to go to the Brits. Real or No Real is a Brit Award special. 24 years at the tap end, Chris's biography, and the truth about funky pie. What?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I'm quite pleased with my keen today.
Are you?
I am film director, actress, promoter of humanitarian causes.
It's not Quentin Tarantino.
No, listen. And wife of Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Thank you.
Very good. And I'm Joseph in his Technicolor keen coat. Today's tap end, it's a sort of mixed one, but it's largely about the one that doesn't speak.
Oh, right.
Because, as some people may know, he is leaving at the end of this week.
He is. They're dropping like flies at the moment. First Becky and now the one that doesn't speak. He's going off to do something different.
New pastures.
After many years of service.
He's going out to graze. I don't know what the term is anyway.
I don't think that's right.
He's off. And so I wanted to do a tap end, which sort of... I don't want to go over the top emotional with it, but, you know, I thought we should recognise him at the tap end.
He's being quite cagey about when his last actual day is. Is it Friday? Friday, okay, good. But this is the last tap end before, sadly, we say goodbye
to
the beloved one that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased for this, and I am keen and ready.
Cool. As some people may know, the man known as the one that doesn't speak is leaving the show at the end of the week. We've had some funny times together, and he shall be missed. I've known him for quite a long time, even before I started on the show, and he has become a good mate. Even though they are like brothers, character-wise, he is quite different to Scott. He loves his football and cricket, and we will regularly go watch Champions League. The one thing I really like about him, like me, he is not fussed about diets or anything like that. Together, we regularly eat Bajan beans.
What's Bajan beans?
Oh, it makes it sound exotic like that. It's the colour beige.
Oh.
And beans.
Oh, yeah, you two eat a lot of beige.
It's, you know, pasty.
No colours. Yeah.
I like this, though. It sounds a lot more exotic when you say Bajan beans, doesn't it?
Sounds like something Rihanna would eat.
If you ordered that at a restaurant, you'd think, brilliant, Bajan beans, sounds lovely. And then what you get is a steak slice.
It's just a pie.
Can I copyright that?
Yeah, go for it.
Bajan beans. As producer of the show, a lot of the ideas that end up with me having to do various ridiculous things often start with him. One of the first things I ever had to do was go to audition for Batman, the arena tour. I had never done an audition like this before, and rode from Pinner on one end of the London Underground to the other side, dressed in full Batman outfit. At the audition, I was given a small script and told to do an American accent. I can't do American accents, but I ended up making the ITV News and Reuters, where my audition was filmed by several news companies. I can't help but feel the one that doesn't speak always knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I was set right up.
They were putting on a massive arena show and they needed someone to play Batman and we thought you'd be perfect.
Yes. You and the one that doesn't speak.
So we sent you for the audition.
Yes, but you failed to tell me I would need to do any acting or...
what did you expect?
Or an American accent.
You've got to be Batman.
I was stitched right up. There's videos of it online still.
Can you remember what you had to say in your American accent?
I do. I still have nightmares about it every night.
Go on.
I was lined up there. I had several cameras in front of me and I had to say, there's been a murder in Gotham City.
Which is Scottish. Do it in your American accent again. Go on.
There's been a murder. I can't do it. And this is the point. You both knew I couldn't do this. Set right up. One of our favourite pastimes, which Scott still hasn't joined us for, is we regularly attend something called Ukulele Night.
Oh, I haven't been to this, have I?
No, we've invited you several times.
But is it still on?
It's true to form, you've cancelled every time we've invited you.
Is that still going?
Yeah. It's at a pub not too far from work, and we discovered it a bit by accident on a random night out we were having with Aidan Grimshaw. I went downstairs to the toilet, and as I walked down the stairs, I was greeted by about 50 people, all playing ukuleles. I felt like I was walking into one of those flash mob mobile phone adverts. But after I'd done what I needed to do and called the one that doesn't speak and Grimshaw downstairs, we both decided this might have been one of the best pub-based nights we've ever seen.
So it's just people playing the ukulele? Are they all playing the same thing? Or
yes.
What?
So what happens is one of them just start. There's like a lead ukulele guy and he'll just start playing the chords of a song and then everyone else in the ukuleles just slowly start to join in. And then all of a sudden it's like, and go, and he starts singing. And it's a variety of tunes, everything from Bon Jovi to...
Skrillex.
To Skrillex. No, I've never heard Skrillex on the ukulele, but it's like Bon Jovi too. And they'll play some current stuff.
Bon Jovi 2.
Busted. That's not that
current,
is
it? 10 years ago.
We've since been back a couple of times. Anyone can join in. In fact, last time we went, we got right involved. I even found a video of me playing Avril Lavigne Complicated on the ukulele.
Can you play?
I can. It's actually a deceivingly easy thing to play. I'm not sure how this will work for either the paperback or audiobook, but here's the video.
Tell me why you have to go make things so complicated. I see no way you're acting like somebody else. Gets me frustrated. Life's like this too. You fall and you crawl and you break and you take and you forget and you turn it into honesty and love. You're gonna bang your bacon. No, no.
So this is you, the one that doesn't speak, and Aidan Grimshaw and loads of other people playing Avril Lavigne Complicated on a ukulele and singing.
In a pub.
Wow, that sounds brilliant.
It's incredible, isn't it? What a night. But we regularly do this. It's a brilliant night. I'm amazed more pubs don't do it, in fact. Seriously, if you own a pub, work in a pub, get this done, because it gets loads of people down. There was about 50 people playing ukuleles in there. I think we can put the video up somewhere and show people.
Let's put the video on the Radio 1 Facebook.
Okay, cool. I've never been to the Brits before. I even tried my best to get myself nominated for a Brit Award to guarantee my entry, but it hasn't paid off yet. It's always been an ambition of mine to go, and last year was the closest I had got. How it works at the Brits is after the Brits themselves, there's a load of parties. Scott and the one that doesn't speak have been invited, but for some reason, the one that doesn't speak couldn't go. So I asked if I could take his place for the parties. He was reluctant, and I can understand why.
Yeah.
I was really excited to go, though, especially after watching the Brits that night. I met Scott at the O2 Arena in London. He'd had a great time at the Brits, and we both headed off to the boat party that went from the O2 to a venue further down the Thames.
Oh.
I was there using the name The One That Doesn't Speak, and I'd been told to be on my best behaviour. So, with all these things, it was my first time at these kind of parties, but I was worried there were sort of spies in amongst the people in suits. So someone would go, oh, hi, who are you? I'd always say The One That Doesn't Speak in case they were like, if I said Chris, they'd be like, right, get off. You're not invited.
Get out.
So anyone who came up, I'd say The One That Doesn't Speak.
It worked.
For security. And it worked. I got on this boat and I got all the way down the Thames. It was amazing. I shouldn't have been there, but it was one hell of a blag. And I was having a lovely time. But after a couple of drinks, I decided, in an attempt to fit in more, that I should start talking to people. I remember chatting to Stooshy and getting emotional with Mr. Hudson. Remember him? I had my arm round him at one point. When the boat docked, that's when I really went for it. You only get these chances once.
Was this where the incriminating pictures of me were taken by Stooshy?
Yes.
Yes.
The pictures that Stooshy have of you...
And a lady.
...being forward...
I'm not being forward. I'm just being friendly with a lady who I know.
It was an odd one for everyone that was there, actually, I think. And not in a good way.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, when I turned around and saw that girl with her legs wrapped around you, I thought, what is that about? I respect, though. She was hot. Everyone likes Jane.
Yeah. She's a lovely lady.
Lovely lady. You only get these chances once. The party was full of every reality TV star and various pop groups. This was the party that was on the, you know, you got off the boat and then there was a party in a place on land.
On land?
Yeah. I remember me and Scott having a deep and meaningful with Professor Green and his girlfriend. But then, across the room, I saw Emma Bunton, Baby Spice, the first girl I have ever proper fancied. It was my chance to go say hello, but Scott was reluctant for me to do so. You're weird like that. You often discourage me from.
I just thought you were going to make a fool out of yourself.
I disagreed. I couldn't miss this chance, though, and I went up to her to say hi. She was lovely, but as she asked for my name, I suddenly became fearful that I would get kicked out of the party.
Oh, no.
So I told her my name was the one that doesn't speak. She looked confused and I think threatened. Out of context, the name, the one that doesn't speak, makes me sound dodgy. Like I was into weird stuff. She didn't hang around.
She did not. She was off.
So when I said I was the one that doesn't speak, it made me sound almost submissive. For want of a better word. Do you know what I mean? It's an odd...
It's a bit weird.
I don't know. You're describing yourself in a weird way someone you've always fancied.
It would send alarm bells to girls.
I am the one that doesn't speak. It just sounds odd.
Yeah. On a first introduction, without explanation, it's weird. It's just weird.
Tonight, I'm attending the Brits for the first time ever. It's a life's ambition come true, and I can't wait. But I hope I bump into Emma Bunton again, so I can explain. This time, I'll just tell her my real name if I get a chance. And equally, I hope the one that doesn't speak has a good night tonight and will be given access to everywhere he expects to be able to, despite what I may have done last year.
What does that mean?
I just thought I should put that out as a disclaimer in case
anyone... Well, even Jane?
Even Jane. I just want to say I apologise for anything I may have done last year, but please, the one that doesn't speak was a different person. Literally.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Real or No Reels on at 3:15. I believe it's a Brit special today. Yes, it is. And then Greg James live backstage at the Brit Awards from 4 this afternoon. Always a good show, that. So many artists will be on just, you know, like before they hit the stage, before they go and drink champagne and have a nice dinner, they'll pop in to see Greg before.
Was that the time, that was the Lady Gaga Jenga?
There's been many, many more incidents, but that was probably one of the most memorable, when Lady Gaga kicked over the giant Jenga that we had backstage at the Brits and revealed more than she should have. It was just because she'd like opened her legs for the kick.
It's an incredible show, isn't it? The possibilities are...
There really is. Then there was the time where... I think that was a while back, where I couldn't be bothered to interview Will Young, so I got David Hasselhoff to interview him instead, and he thought he was a waiter and kept asking him what the specials were.
Which way round do you mean? Hasselhoff to Young?
Are you a waiter? You look like a waiter. What are the specials?
So much stuff has happened on that show over the years.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well remembered, Michael, on text. There was that year that me and Greg James tried to steal that large Brit statue. I say steal, we just wanted to borrow it and have it in the Radio 1 building for a while. I think that's on YouTube still. That went really wrong. If you just look up Scott Mills, Greg James, Brits, if you've not heard about this before, oof. It's the year that the Brits... The actual awards were quite small, but they had replicas of them, which were massive, all around the building.
I remember, it's one of my favourite videos. It's where you had to get it past security.
Yeah.
And then into the back of a car or something, wasn't it? And
that's right. We tried to put it in the back of a black cab. They were having none of it because the head was sticking out too much.
There was also, didn't you, am I right in thinking, I'm just thinking at the top of my head, that you robbed Bruno Mars's dinner?
That was last year. That wasn't on air. That was a thing where they have to fill up the seats at the Brits. So it looks, like, let's say that someone goes out to the loo or something. And then when they come back from the commercial break on the TV, obviously the seat has to be filled. So it looks busy. You can't just have an empty seat when they come back and look at the audience. It looks rubbish on TV. So I just randomly sat in a chair during a commercial break. And then it was like this. Get him out of the seat! Get him out of the seat! Get him out of the seat! I was like, whoa! I was already halfway through the chicken dinner by then in this seat that I wasn't supposed to be in. The person who replaces me in the seat is Bruno Mars. So I did eat like two potatoes and a bit of chicken off his plate.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The Brit statue one was probably, it broke badly into little bits. Go and see the video if you don't believe me. I got introduced to a new food stuff last night.
I love it when this happens because it's great finding something new to eat.
Never had it before in my life. My flatmate bought it home with him from an Indian restaurant. He just bought dessert home with him. Now, I have sent you a picture, Chris. Have you got that?
I've just got it now, yes.
Let's put this on the Radio 1 Facebook. What is that? Now, when you first look at it, you'll see this on Facebook in a minute. You think, okay, well, it looks a bit like someone's vommed into a pastry base.
Yes, it does. And this is pudding, is it?
Yeah, it is. Would you eat that?
Not by choice. Is this why he brought it home? It doesn't look very big either. I mean, the hand that's holding it.
It's not big.
Like the size of a mince pie or something?
No, it's just a small dessert. But apparently this is rife in Indian restaurants.
Rife?
Do you know what that is?
Is that the name of it?
No. It is... Funky pie.
I've never heard of it.
Anyone heard of funky pie before?
What's in it?
I don't know. I didn't try it. He was like, go on, try it, Mr. M. You'll really like it. What? And that made me immediately suspicious.
Why did he bring you home pudding?
Because I think that he thought, okay, that looks a bit disgusting. I'm going to take it home to Mr. M and see if he eats it.
And I
didn't.
It's rare that you turn down something like...
But it is. It certainly is. But it's in my fridge. I'm just wanting to know, do I eat it later? Do you think...
I'm going to put the picture up on the...
What could go wrong?
On the Twitter.
It's just the... It's called funky pie. There's something like... What's funky about it? Anyway, let's put it up and see what people think.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Right, I think, lads, that we are totally missing out here on funky pie. So many people have tried it and love it. Available also in Chinese restaurants. Very popular dessert. I'm finding pictures when I image search it of varying quality. Some of them look delicious. Some of them do look like someone's just vomited in a pastry case.
Yeah, but that's like all pies, isn't it? I mean, yeah, if you're going to type in pie...
Yeah. So it's a biscuit... thing filled with vanilla ice cream and topped with toffee and hazelnuts. I'm going to crack on with it, I think.
Crack on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So all this week, as part of Access All Areas, we're trying to get someone to the Brits. We're giving someone, one of our listeners, a chance to go to the Brits. Now, normally when listeners enter these competitions, it's them who has a horrible time because there's normally an amount of tension and stress involved. This year, it was the DJs who got stressed out by it. And man, did I get stressed. So we found Millie, who knew everything about our show. Well, she answered one question. That's as far as we got. So Millie, fan of the show, she was on day before last. And then yesterday, I had to find out everything I could about Millie in 2 minutes and then answer questions about Millie in the big final on Greg's show after 5 p.m. last night. I was up against Grimmy and Sarah and Greg, all playing on behalf of our listener. Poor Millie. I mean, when I spoke to her yesterday, it sounded like she thought, well, might as well give up now.
I think everyone did, Scott. I think, that person who texted in saying, didn't they open up a book for you? It was
What were the odds?
5-1.
Yeah.
And you were an outsider, very much.
Yeah, no one had any faith, but I managed to pull through. Let's be honest, how did it happen? Like, how? I mean, it was nearly all over at question one.
Question number one. Who is their favourite Radio 1 or One Extra DJ? Grimmy, Sarah Cox, Scott Mills, Greg James, or Annie Mac?
Is it a guess? Because I didn't ask them that.
At this point, Scott, I was watching this from the Radio 1 office along with everyone else who works here, and I just sat there open mouthed as you failed to understand this question. Like, you were so confused by it.
Look, I was stressed, okay? Obviously, thinking about it now, it's like when people go on TV shows and you're sat there at home shouting the answer. When you're actually in it, it's very hard. Obviously, the answer was me.
Obviously.
Because she was a fan of my show. But how awkward would it have been if I put my own name down and she said Nick Grimshaw?
No, but it would have been so much more awkward if you hadn't put your name down.
But that's, and that gone nearly out of the happened. First round I nearly put that. Sarah Cox.
Why would you do that? It was like
know.
You didn't think you could include yourself in that answer.
No, I didn't. I didn't think about it. And then they asked who our listener wanted to win the British Breakthrough Award tonight. It was nearly all over at this point as well.
Scott, have you got an answer yet?
No.
Come on, Scott.
Okay.
Come on.
I have no idea.
About what kind of music she likes. No.
Oh, we might be about to lose one of our DJs.
I don't know because I didn't
oh,
ask.
Millie.
This is not fair.
I didn't ask that question.
You took this so seriously.
Oh, bless Sarah, though, going, maybe think about what music she likes, which actually helped a lot. Thank you, Sarah Cox.
Look, I've got so much respect for you for this question, though, because you didn't ask her that.
So I didn't.
So you didn't know. So you had to base this one based on everything else you'd learnt about Millie.
Which, and the only music thing was that she liked Adele's performance last year.
And Muse.
And she's looking forward to seeing Muse this year, and she likes Muse. So
the ones going through to the next round are all of you.
Oh,
yes.
No way. Amazing.
Serious.
High five, Scott.
Mills.
High five.
Mel.
Grimmy.
Scott Mills.
You were very pleased with yourself there, weren't
Sick.
You? Very proud.
Okay, then. And then it came down to this. And the winner is...
So the winner of this is... Scott Mills!
Oh.
Congratulations, Millie, are you there?
Yes!
Amazing.
Millie! Millie! Yay.
Congratulations! Listen to her!
That's amazing!
Oh, sorry.
Unbelievable.
Apologies to anyone who's listening in their car.
That's amazing.
Millie, breathe. Millie, are you okay?
Oh, God. That was an emotional roller coaster.
And Millie is here now. Hi, Millie.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Right, we'll have a chat in a sec. Wait there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Millie, I don't know how, and we're not even clearer after hearing the clips, I won you that place at the Brits for you and your friend Reese.
That was pretty amazing.
Did you have any confidence at all after we spoke on the phone in me?
A bit.
Doesn't sound like much, does it?
Also, Jamila had a right go at me yesterday going, oh, you were so rude to Millie. I was just trying to get as many answers out of you as I could.
No, I didn't think you were rude, Jerry.
So how are you feeling now? Because we're just a couple of hours away from you being at the actual Brit Awards for the first time.
Oh, yeah, proper excited.
So I know that you wanted to see Muse tonight.
Yeah.
Who else would you be happy with if you, you know, let's say you brushed past their chair?
Maybe Emily Sandé. I don't know. Taylor Swift. Say hi to
yeah,
her.
That'd be good. Swifty.
Yeah.
What was it like in your house, by the way, while that was going on? Because
oh,
it was a bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. I live with seven other girls, so.
really?
There was a lot of screaming going on. A lot of looking through each other's wardrobes.
The worst bit for me is when you got that question about the British Breakthrough Act, and you two hadn't discussed this before. Yeah. So it was up to him to try work out what he thought you would have answered for that question.
Because we didn't talk about that in our chat, did we?
No, that's when we thought it was out.
Did you really? I was going to say Rita Ora as the answer.
Yeah.
But then Sarah Cox went, babe, think about what other music she likes. And I thought, okay, well, you like Muse.
Yeah.
So I was either going to go for Alt-J or Ben Howard.
Yeah.
And I went for Ben Howard.
I was lucky.
But literally, I thought I was going out at that point.
It was incredible. Millie, we were like in the office watching this on screens.
Yeah.
And when he got that Ben Howard, everyone was cheering. Everyone at Radio 1 was watching this, you know?
Don't know how that happened. So you've got a dress?
Yep.
All ready to go?
Ready.
Are you going to be getting ready in a glamorous toilet somewhere like I am?
I think so. I have no idea.
I hope not. I mean, she's won a prize here, Scott. It shouldn't be a punishment.
Yeah, but once you, like, are you from Oxford?
London.
Like, so you live in London?
Well, I live in Sheffield at the moment.
Should know all this.
London.
Oh, yeah.
I've forgotten it was yesterday.
That's right. You study in Sheffield,
yes.
But you're from London.
Yeah.
It is an issue. Where am I going to get changed? You know, on the train, maybe, on the way there?
Don't do that.
No, I won't do that.
Well, listen, I hope you have a brilliant time
Thank
tonight.
Thank you.
And you as well, Reese. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Get your sexy hair.
You ready? Yes. You ready? Just trying to work out how I'm going to brass up Justin Timberlake at the Brits tonight.
Is that one? I say take an air horn.
What? So, like, when he's performing, I just, like...
Yeah, so it goes, so it's like, du-du-du-du-du-du.
Presuming he does suit and tie, because otherwise that would sound stupid on, like, Cry Me a River.
I think everyone should listen out for it, and if you hear it, it's you.
He won't do Cry Me a River, will he? It'll be the two new ones, won't it? It'll be the Mirrors and suit and tie.
Oh, really?
Where? Why were you hoping for the hits?
Well, just hearing this, it's good to hear it again, isn't it?
Right, okay, it's time for a bit of Real or No Real, I think. And because it's the Brit Awards tonight, the most exciting event in the British music industry's calendar, and quite good to watch on telly, it's a Brits special. So, some of this happened at the Brits, or it's about people from the Brits, or who've appeared at the Brits, but some of it is a load of chuff. You tell me what's what, real or no real?
At the 1998 Brits, the Deputy Prime Minister was famously covered in water by one-hit wonders Chumbawamba. Less well-known is that the lead singer of the band is called Danbert No Bacon.
Right, and I think, you see, I think the water thing is true, because I remember that.
That happened,
or
yeah.
Vaguely remember that. But the other fact, Danbert...
Danbert No Bacon.
Yeah.
No Bacon.
No Bacon. From Chumbawamba. Where were Chumbawamba from? Do we know?
No.
I can't even guess where they would have...
Leeds?
Leeds. Oh, I thought it was going to be sort of Norway. Or...
Norway?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just assumed Chumbawamba were a sort of... Sounds.
Oh,
sounds
get like... knocked down. But I get up right. Again. Norway. That sounds like Norway to me.
Well, it just sounds a bit sort of foreign, doesn't it? The Chumbawamba.
No. Have you heard? You've heard Tub Thumping, right? That song.
It's a tune.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like it. It's quite British.
Good point. Does a whiskey drink?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Norway.
In the night away. Yeah, that's Norway.
It's not Nordic.
Danbert No Bacon.
Real name?
No real.
Is it real though?
That one is real.
No.
Oh. Silly name.
And next.
The current Brit Awards trophy is modelled on Abs from Five, who was going out with the designer at the time it was created.
Whose name now, as we've learnt from the Big Reunion on ITV2, is Abs Love.
But looking at the statue itself, it doesn't have the shape of Five. It has the shape of...
a lady.
A thin lady, yes, with a helmet, which makes me think. I mean, Abs was never in that shape, was he?
So let's
even at prime.
Abs Love, actually. Let's just hear the clip again.
The current Brit Awards trophy is modelled on Abs from Five, who was going out with the designer at the time it was created.
Real or no real?
The current one. It has got a lot of spots. This one, actually, maybe that's what it's referring to. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh. How's that happen?
What is going on?
That can't be real. Listen, I was joking, but I'll take the point.
That's not real, is it?
I think there's a lot of people frantically running around in the office now.
I don't think that's real. I'd love it if that is the ultimate brilliant, brilliant thing to tell your mates down the pub. You know, I see them Brit Awards last night on TV. Yeah, they're all modelled on Abs from Five.
It's the spots.
It's that's not on, is it? Right. Put that as a no-reel, that's not true.
So do I get the points? I'm having them.
Oh, go on, whatever. Next.
Former Radio 1 Essential Mix DJ Brandon Block once appeared on stage at the Brits, believing he'd won Best Musician of the Year, only to be told that he hadn't won, nor was he nominated, nor did the award exist.
He'd had a long night.
No, I remember this guy came on stage at the Brits, but I can't remember if this is the Brandon Block, because I remember this lad went on and went, I'm Brandon Block, and I'm... but did he think he'd won an award? And
he thought he'd won an award that didn't exist and okay. wasn't nominated for it.
Okay. I think this is the lad I remember. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Wow. And next on the Brit special, Real or No Real.
In 1992, acid house act The KLF won Best British Group, but had already left by the time their award was announced, so sent a motorcycle courier on stage to collect it for them.
Oh, it was back in the crazy 90s when bands did crazy things, like throw water over politicians.
Yeah. Why they left so early? Because they would have known they're nominated. So they must have...
They were just like being really like funny.
Oh, right, so it was possibly a statement for them.
Yeah, we know we've won, or we've at least been nominated, but we're going
to
leave. Yeah, we're crazy.
So it's very avant-garde.
Oh, yeah.
It's the avant-garde ways of...
Well, they were quite avant-garde.
What were their names again, sorry?
KLF.
KLF. Never heard of them, I'm sorry. No.
They had some great songs.
Do you remember what they were called?
3 AM Eternal was one of them. 3 AM.
Just look at Kevin, Lionel, and Fred. Is that
yeah?
One?
That's them.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Or is this another Wikipedia?
They were from somewhere called Moo Moo Land.
Okay.
See, they were crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Woo.
And next on Real or No Real.
In an interview with US talk show host and Scott Mills lookalike Ellen DeGeneres, Adele admitted that her seminal 2011 performance of Someone Like You was almost marred by a small fart she let slip in the second verse. Fortunately, it wasn't picked up by her microphone.
This is amazing. I'm going to say real in the hope that it's true, and I will never watch that performance in the same way again. Someone like you.
I hope that you've settled down.
Please be real. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, I wanted rubbish. That to be true. At the end of that...
I scored 20.
20?
Yeah.
Good work. Let's know how you did on 81199. That was our Brit special of Real or No Real. And just in case you were thinking that they abs won from 5, the Brit Award being modelled on abs from 5 was a no real. Sorry about that. Tomorrow, more people get wet on camera in this studio on Innuendo Bingo. Join us at 1:45. And remember, you can now watch it on your phone on the Radio 1 website. See you tomorrow at 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.